Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For some voters, the presidential contest is straining party loyalty. Roughly 1 in 9 likely Massachusetts voters who are registered Democrats or Republicans have an unfavorable opinion of their own party's nominee. That, according to a recent WBUR poll. But WBUR's Callum Borchers reports now the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg could rally those unenthusiastic members of each party's base.
Even though Robert Halstead of Belmont is a Republican, he couldn't bring himself to vote for Donald Trump in 2016. He went with the Libertarian ticket of Gary Johnson and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld instead.
My vote 4 years ago was to, essentially register a sort of a protest that the Republicans hadn't come up with a more appealing candidate.
But Halstead says he will vote for Trump this November, in part because the president has placed conservative jurists Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court and could soon install a third justice to replace the liberal Ginsburg.
I don't approve of the president as a person, and I do have some reservations about his judgment in many issues, but I actually do approve of most of the policies that have been enacted under his watch, and I do approve of his judicial nominations.
The ideological labels attached to judges can be oversimplifications. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have sometimes surprised observers by siding with the Supreme Court's left-leaning minority. Still, some conservative voters, like Mary McNulty of Stoneham, think Trump nominees could help overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that expanded abortion rights.
I'm hoping for women to be given the right to abortion by the federal government. Totally turns me on.
McNulty's strong anti-abortion belief is one reason she's leaning toward Trump, despite her distaste for him. Trump has said he'll reveal his next nominee tomorrow or Saturday. Senate Republicans appear to have just enough votes to confirm a new justice before Election Day. But even if the election doesn't determine who picks Ginsburg's successor, her death is a reminder, at a time when ballots are already being cast in some states, that presidential contests can have big judicial consequences.
With Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing, I literally cried when it came on the TV on the breaking news.
Sarah Brenton of Whitman says she was upset by the prospect of the Supreme Court tilting farther right. She's a Democrat who supported Senator Elizabeth Warren in the presidential primary, and she holds a dim view of nominee Joe Biden. But Brenton can't bear the thought of Trump choosing even more justices in a second term, so she and some friends who are also fans of Warren have made a pact.
Every single one of us is going to get out and vote.
Vote for Biden, that is. That's what Bernie Sanders backer Jonathan Ellenberger plans to do, too, even though he strongly dislikes Biden. He's still bitter that Senate Republicans refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee during the 2016 election cycle, and he's frustrated that many of those same senators are now willing to vote on Trump's selection.
People like Mitch McConnell, they just want to win.
McConnell, of course, is the Senate Majority Leader. Ellenberger faults Democrats for, in his view, failing to match the win-at-all-costs intensity of the GOP in recent years. He wants Democrats to take the White House, flip the Senate, and then
pull out all the stops, win. Win.
That could mean expanding the Supreme Court to create a liberal majority. After Ginsburg's death, some voters who aren't excited about their candidate are fired up about the election's judicial stakes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.